From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today in the U.S. Senate, something unusual. 34 Republicans voted against President Bush. It was on a popular bill to fund water projects around the country, and it was a milestone, the first veto override of the Bush presidency. The House voted to override on Tuesday, and with today's Senate vote, the water bill becomes law. Here's NPR's Brian Naylor.
As the 79-14 vote suggests, there was never much suspense as to whether the Senate would follow in the House's footsteps and override the president's veto. Certainly not when Republicans like James Inhofe of Oklahoma were voting against the president.
I happen to be rated by the American Conservative Union and several other organizations. Not number two, I say to my friend from Colorado, not number three, but number one most conservative member of the United States Senate. And yet I'm standing here asking this Senate to override the president's veto of the authorization bill called WERDA.
What made WERDA, the Water Resources Development Act, so irresistible to Republicans and Democrats alike was its scope. It had been 7 years since the last such measure. It gives the go-ahead for big-ticket projects along the Gulf Coast, for restoring the Everglades, and for hundreds of levees, dams, and flood control projects in virtually every congressional district. It authorizes, but doesn't actually spend, $23 billion, which President Bush labeled excessive. But Republican Senator Trent Lott of Mississippi said the measure was, for him, a rare opportunity.
We're always involved in social welfare programs, giveaway programs, and we're always trying to find a way to raise taxes and do things that are not good for our constituents. This one actually does something good.
For Democrats, the moment was sweet. It was the first time in four attempts they've been able to override the president's veto, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
For the 7 years that this man has been president, he's ignored us. This is one time he couldn't ignore us. The minute the vote was announced by the presiding officer, that bill became law. And I want Democrats and Republicans to understand how historic it was that we did that.
Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer of California said the vote sent a message to the White House.
Mr. President, why should we have to fight over everything? We shouldn't have to argue over making sure that our infrastructure is strong.
But the fighting will almost certainly continue. The president has threatened to veto several of the annual spending bills that fund government programs, saying they're too expensive. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Republicans who voted against the president today are unlikely to do so on those measures.
I believe the vast majority of my conference is going to work in concert with the president to hold down these massive increases in spending that have been coming our way.
But Democrats believe voting against popular spending programs will come back to haunt Republicans in next year's elections. There's another showdown with the president looming over a bill to partially fund the Iraq War. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Democrats would attach conditions to the measure, setting a goal of withdrawing troops from Iraq within the next year. That's certain to draw another presidential veto, one that Congress would be unlikely to override. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.